All right, ladies, turn it up, turn it up, turn it up. We got one for you this morning. Today's subject is black women with high heels and foot pain. And our doctor is a podiatrist. His name is Dr. Roderick Hunter. Good morning, Dr. Hunter.
Good morning, good morning.
How you doing, man?
Oh, it's early, but I'm doing fine.
All right.
How about yourself?
Do black women suffer from foot pain from high heels disproportionately than any other race?
I'm going to go out on a limb and say yes. And that's based on my patient population that I see. I have a lot of black women that come in, and I have to wear high heels for work. I like wearing high heels to go out, and they come in with all kinds of problems.
Uh-huh. Okay, what kinds of problems from the high heels?
So with high heels, you got to remember, the foot wasn't meant to function like that. So they come in a lot of times with ankle arthritis. They come in with calf pain because sometimes they're a size 9 and they want to wear a size 7. They come in with bunion pain, corns.
Doctor, that
calluses.
Wasn't necessary.
The man's a doctor.
That was not
the man's qualified, sir.
Not necessary to talk about.
No, you wear a size 9.
No.
That wasn't necessary. What other things that
you
find, doctor?
Huh? I didn't never know that.
You know.
Foot swole.
Yeah, you got to remember everything's connected. So a lot of times when they come in after wearing high heels, you know, all day for their professional jobs, they'll come in with knee pain, back pain, hip pain, all from wearing high heels.
And how high are the heels that you're finding?
Typically, the professional heel that I see is between 1 to about 4 inches, and it's usually a wider based heel. Now, for those that like to go out in the heels, that's typically a 5 to 6 inch heel, and the spike of the heel is real narrow.
Okay, so what size heels should a woman wear, or should a woman wear heels?
Well, you know, I
don't practice. Be afraid, Doc.
Well, yeah, they should. Otherwise, you'd be out of business.
Well, you know, for me, I try not to take away, you know, a woman's favorite shoe type. And so I recommend a lower heel between probably 1 to 3 inches max with a wider base to support their weight.
And for how long a day?
I typically tell women, you know, in an 8-hour day, if you've got to wear heels all day, and especially if you work in an office setting, if you can get out of those heels and take a 5 to 10 minute break from the heels, do that as much as you possibly can.
So like if you're sitting at your desk or something, and if you can take your shoes off while you're working at your desk, then that would work for you.
Exactly right.
Okay, so what are the signs that you – okay, now I need to see a podiatrist. What are the signs that a lady should look for?
Well, if you're coming home at the end of the day and your calves are cramping, if you come out of the heels and your feet are finally flat on the floor and your ankles start hurting or your lower back starts hurting, that's definitely warning signs that you should probably give up the heels or go see a podiatrist to get evaluated.
And tell me this, at what age are you finding that women are coming to you? Because it seems though we're starting earlier and earlier with most things, but certainly with wearing high heels as far as, because I'm seeing little girls wearing heels.
Right, exactly right. And I've actually had little girls come in from pain from wearing high heels.
How old?
The youngest one I've seen that came in was probably about 9 years old. And she was one of those young ladies that, you know, the girls that do the pageants and what have you, where they're required to wear high heels.
Mm-hmm.
And so what's dangerous about that is, remember, her bones aren't fully formed yet. And so if you're putting them in high heels for extended periods of time, that could possibly do damage for their foot growing as they get older.
And so you're telling them, telling parents, really, as far as young girls starting to wear heels, what age would you recommend?
I would recommend probably late teens, earliest 15, 16 years old. For the parents that come in with the little girls that wear the high heels, I tell them firmly, absolutely not. You're doing more damage than you are good. Now, whether the parent chooses to listen, that's on them. But I tell them, I'm more than happy to keep taking your copay if you want your little girl to keep wearing heels.
Mm. Okay, so, okay, final question. How should a player do a proper foot massage on his lady
nah.
so that he doesn't do any more damage?
Okay, so.
Okay, proper.
Proper foot massage. So
proper foot massage.
You want to make sure you have some lotion and some oil, and you want to start from the heel and work your way up to the toes.
Heel, work your way up to the toes.
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh, that's proper.
Yes, sir. Yes, indeed.
Uh-huh. And how long, doctor?
What if the foot needs sanding before you massage?
Really?
Sanding?
Really?
If the foot needs sanding before you do that,
doc,
massage,
you've seen some rough feet. Now, what do you do?
What do you do, doc? When a rough one comes in there?
Listen, yes, go get you some safety goggles and a hard hat and get to work.
A proper pedicure wouldn't hurt, doctor.
Not at all.
Sending them
what
to
what gauge of sandpaper is proper?
Doc, what do you do?
If a rough one comes in, I charge a little extra.
Out of ten patients, how many have rough feet, doc?
Probably 8 of them.
Okay, thanks for your one and only appearance on the Tom Joyner Morning Show, doctor.
And your gas mask, too.
Oh, come on.
And a gas mask.
Nobody has feet like you.
Doc, you have to use a gas mask sometime, really? You can talk to us.
Maybe
it's time for the doctor to go and answer questions. But
forget the looks at the radio right now. Just
talk to us, doc.
Talk to us.
Yeah.
All right. He'll be around to answer your questions for the next hour at 646-464. Thank you, Dr. Roderick Hunter.
Thanks, Doc.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Gauge to that paper, sir.